CBSI in the World, I'm John Batchelor. The contest for the Republican nomination for the presidency in 2024 is underway. Two debates done. The Middle West, where the contest for the presidency is decided, from Pennsylvania to Iowa, is watching very carefully. For the Republican Party, it will be Iowa first and then New Hampshire. The rules are, traditionally, you do well in Iowa, you must emerge from New Hampshire to go national. You must survive New Hampshire. I welcome Selina Zito, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Washington Examiner, the New York Post, because there are surprises in the first two debates, one particular surprise from the state of South Carolina. Selina, Nikki Haley, why the surprise? What's happened? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Thank you so much for having me on. I think we have to look at Nikki Haley's emerging in national spotlight, but also in the important first states of Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, as having two very, very good debates. She has come across as being able to take on her critics. Right now, her critics would be fellow Republicans, so that's always a sort of thing you have to nimbly navigate. But she's also taken on her, she has shown voters that an aspirational side, right? The part of an elected official that eludes a lot of them is the ability to show that you will take them to a better place and we will be part of something. All of us, everyone in the country, will be part of something bigger than ourselves. That is an inherent and important quality in Americans' DNA. We like that attribute, but it can't be faked. It can't be, you know, sort of choreographed, and she does not do that, and voters are taking notice when she talks about her skills in governing and her skills in foreign policy. She was the ambassador to the United Nations under the Trump administration. These are all things that people are looking for, qualities they are looking for in a candidate for president. And so I think that that is what has caused her on a national level for people to start paying attention. However, if you spend time in states like Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, the first three contests in the Republican Party process, you will see that her spending time there, and I need to give great credit to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, he's done the same thing in allowing voters to see them on a very personal level, to sort of kick the tires, because voters in these states expect you not to just show up in their county, they also expect you to show up in their living room, literally in their backyard, and be able to question you, sometimes with much more vigor than you even see coming from a debate moderator. And she, along with DeSantis, have passed that test. And that is important. I think it's a attribute that people are missing in this election. President Trump, while he holds a high lead in the national polls, there is a softness in the state polls that show that voters have not made up their mind. More than half of them, they have not definitively made up their mind. We need to pay attention to that number more.
We have a comment from a veteran campaign watcher in New Hampshire, Mr. Jim Merrill, who watched Barack Obama emerge against the inevitable Hillary Clinton in 2008. And his observation is that Obama was going in the wrong direction until he came up with a message that was relatable, hope and change. What is Nikki Haley's match to that? Jim Merrill sees something that reminds him.
Stronger and better. She talks about that. She doesn't see it all. She doesn't do it in a way where it sounds clicky or like it's forced, but it is a message that she talks about that has clicked and resonated with voters. If we remember back in 2008, and that probably seems like a lifetime ago for a lot of listeners. But Barco, I covered that election. He was flailing against Hillary Clinton. He just couldn't catch steam. And then all of a sudden, he pivoted toward a more aspirational campaign, again, hope and change. And that was a game changer for him. He shocked everyone that wasn't paying attention to that by winning Iowa. Now, he did narrowly lose New Hampshire to Hillary Clinton, but if you all remember, she cried the night before the election, and there was this sort of sympathy that went out to her, but Barack Obama would go on to win handily in the rest of the primary states.
What we have here with Nikki Haley, however, the surprise to me, having watched both debates, is that she's got a lane all to herself.
Yeah.
She's a mom. She's a governor. She's on the international level. The time in the United Nations, she was blunt when dealing with our adversaries. And there is no competition in her lane. It strikes me that what we're headed for is an obvious choice between Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. That's what appears to be where we're going. Two governors from the South. I don't regard the Trump campaign at this point is any different than I regarded Hillary Clinton's in 2008. Of course it will be Hillary Clinton. And of course it will be Donald Trump. Now, what I don't understand is how Nikki Haley does in New Hampshire. What are they looking for in New Hampshire this year? This is the Granite State is non-transparent to me. What do you hear, Selena?
So New Hampshire is interesting in that you can, on the day of the primary, you can walk in and change your registration to vote and vote as a Republican, even if you have traditionally been an independent or unaffiliated. That's actually the term used there. And why that is something that we really need to think about is New Hampshire Democrats and unaffiliated voters take great pride in being the first primary state. Iowa's a caucus, being the first primary state for both parties. And Democrats have skipped them over for the first time in modern American politics. There's a reason Joe Biden lost both Iowa and New Hampshire. He did not have his first win until South Carolina. This takes these voters who take great pride in showing up on a cold January night and voting. And so I expect, and after spending time there, I understand that a lot of these voters, either out of spite and or out of saying, hey, we like her. She talks about the inflation. She talks about foreign policy that we relate to. And she is earning their votes. So that is what makes New Hampshire even more compelling, I would say, than Iowa for her.
A lot of bumps ahead, as Selena reports in her Washington Examiner column about Nikki Haley. A lot of bumps ahead. So fasten your seatbelts. Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner, the New York Post, and the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.